Soul Sister Radio.
I guess the music didn't start. Welcome, everybody, to Soul Sister Sunday. How are you? This is our brand new show, and we're coming to you live from both the West Coast and the East Coast of California. We have Mrs. Rebecca Lawler as our co-host on the East Coast, and we have in California, we have me, Miss Maria DiGiovanni, and we have Miss Magdalena Gomez. Hello, Rebecca. Are you there with us?
I'm right here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm excited.
And Magdalena, are you there?
Yes, good morning to my soul sister.
We also have Miss Corinna Dahl in our chat room, and we have some guests in there, and I just want to welcome everybody there. And if you would like to log on, it's a free account, so if you want to chat with our chat room host, Corinna, just go ahead and sign on for a free Blog Talk Radio account, and it'll just take you a second, and you'll be able to go ahead and chat with us live. So, but today is a really special day. We've all come together, and most of us needed a little bit of a way to fellowship, a new way of fellowshipping, and I am blessed and honored to be able to host this show called Soul Sister Sunday, the Soul Sister Radio. And that may change. Who knows? God has us all growing. As of today, this all came about because Magdalena and I and Rebecca have had a really big calling to bring women together as men and just have God a little bit closer and a different and new way to reboot church. And all this came about with Hebrews 12:22. So if you're there and you do have a Bible in front of you, because this is Soul Sister Sunday, and go ahead and open it up. And God kind of teaches me scripture in a weird way. He kind of tells me to go from the back of the Bible to the front of the Bible. So if you go and you find the first book with the chapter 12, verse 22, and that is Hebrews 12:22. Magdalena, why don't you go ahead and read it for us?
Yes. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly.
Today, I am blessed and I'm honored to say the foundation of Soul Sister Radio is this amazing group of angels that are coming together in joyful assembly. Rebecca, how do you feel about that, my dear? It's happening.
Well, I'm excited, and I feel like it's been a long time in coming, and it's going to be a group of us together sharing the Word of God and fellowshipping together, and I'm just honored to be a part of this.
It's pretty cool. And again, I wanted to just do a little bit of a background on Rebecca's background when it comes to ministry. Why don't you tell our audience, Rebecca, a little bit of your background and your schooling and why you have come to want to do this so badly?
Well, I was very blessed young. I was able to attend a church that I loved dearly in Orlando, Florida, and it was Orlando Christian Center. When I was about 12 years old, I started going there. Benny Hinn was the pastor who has since moved forward and has just grown a tremendous ministry, but was very much involved, traveled to several foreign countries, Lima, Peru, and went to different orphanages. We were blessed to take Bibles and met the most amazing, amazing children, and that was actually my beginning and where I really developed my passion for kids. Further went on with that and joined an organization for kids called Young Life. Was very much involved with Young Life, which is an amazing, amazing organization. From there, really, really wanted to go into the ministry, and went to Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Studied there for 3 years, and just was so blessed and always wanted to really do something and go into the ministry, but do something different. So about 10 years ago, I started Hearts of Hope, which is an organization that I started that helps kids who are abused. And that sort of kind of has been my ministry. And Maria and I have known each other for quite some time. And a long time ago, we really started talking about this and praying about this radio show. We didn't really know at the time it was going to be a radio show, but really, really praying about how we could come together as Christian women who really believed in the Lord, who believed in Jesus and God, and how He had changed and blessed our life through our trials and tribulations. And so we're here today. So it's just I'm really so excited in my heart, and I'm just so thrilled and blessed, and so grateful for what all God has done in my life. It has been, He's really been such a great influence and has really changed me and has really kept me out of so much harm, because I could not even be here today with my background and my childhood. It's by the grace of God that I'm here.
Amen. I totally get that. And thank you so much for sharing, because it totally creates a foundation for what we're going and the confidence that we need to move forward. It's a blessing that we're here, and thank you so much. Magdalena, share your heart and your background in ministry so we can share with our audience where you come from.
Well, I was raised in a Catholic household. That's really where my faith began. I really didn't know any better, because I was raised by two older women who... I'm getting an echo, unfortunately. Let me move to a different room. Where... What I'm talking about with them is they established my faith in God, but it wasn't really until I was in college that I joined a college ministry, and it was about being a disciple. It was about carrying your cross. It was about Matthew 28, going and making disciples of all nations, and that's where my background comes. I spent three years of Bible study, going to church Wednesdays through, Sundays. My life was God. I was a sold-out disciple. I brought people to God, to church, because that was my calling. But, of course, I fell out of that. However, I've always had a love for God, and God has put me through my trials and tribulations to bring me back, and He's bringing me back stronger than ever, and this is why I'm so proud and happy to be part of this ministry, to be a soul sister.
A soul sister. And again, Magdalene, thank you so much, and it's a blessing. It's amazing to me, from my perspective, sitting in the middle, in the midst of the amazing caliber of God-loving women that I have around me, and this radio show is because of all of you sisters in my life. And wow, how blessed are we. And again, this radio show is a new way of fellowship. And when I talk about fellowship, last night Maggie and I went to church, and Pastor Rick gave us an amazing story last night. He shared some things with us. But the one thing that he shared was exactly what the basis of Soul Sister Radio is all about, and that's the fellowship of sharing together, studying together, serving together, and suffering together. And these women, especially these two on the radio with me right now, live in Coretta in our chat room, we have done this diligently for the last 10 years, 12 years. And I am just blessed and honored to be here sharing this with you ladies, and really just moving forward with a whole new way of fellowship in church. So we're rebooting and redefining and refreshing, because I too came from a background of a Catholic background, and I didn't know scripture or even really know anything about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. To me, He was that guy on the cross, and I really didn't know so much about Him. So I'm excited to be able to share my personal relationship with this guy that I call Joe, because if you read a little book called God on a Harley, it really defines my relationship with my Jesus Christ, who I am in love with. So I am honored to be here, honored to be part of this amazing, joyful assembly of angels, And ladies, let's move forward. Today, we decided to start this ministry with Revelation 12. And the reason why is because it is the year 2012. And real quick, I have a question for everybody as far as that fact. It is the year 2012 from what? Does anybody ever stop to think? What is this 2012 from what? So whether or not you believe this man is the Son of God or not, you have to come to a time when you say, it's the year 2012 from what? This man's death. So whether or not you believe he's the Son of God or not, there comes a time when you have to say, who is this guy? And that's another reason why we're here. So Revelation 12. We're going to go ahead and start year 2012 because also Magdalena is going to share that it's also the year of the dragon. And this month, I think it's the 23rd of the month, it's going to be the year of the dragon and the Chinese New Year. So, Magdalena, why don't you start, and why don't you explain why we came up with Revelation 12 and actually 12:12?
Okay, well, it so happened that, interestingly enough, on December 21st and not on the 22nd, I had received a little cartoon caption of two Aztec Indians. And one of the Aztec Mayan Indians is holding the calendar. And it's a little joke, and it says, the guy says, I only had enough room to go up to 2012. The other Aztec Indian said, ha, they'll freak somebody out someday. But you know what? It really made me think, because it made me think of the end of times. Regardless of whether it's true or not, it prompted my spirit, and it prompted me to look up Revelation, the end of times. But in my head, aside from seeing knowing the fact of December 22nd, I kept seeing 12:12, and I'm thinking, why am I envisioning 12:12? So then I went to Scripture, and I looked up Revelation 12:12, and it says, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. For woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. Again, we are coming in a time of rejoicing, but God is heeding a warning. And he says, the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury. What does fury mean? It is an unrestrained or violent anger. It is rage. And why is Satan furious? He is furious because he knows that his time is short. God is telling us we need to look at our lives and say we need to get right with God. And this is what the scripture meant to me. But the 12:12, what's also interesting is that I had asked Maria by chance, I said, how many chapters are there in Revelation? You know, and off the top of her hand, she didn't know. So I looked it up. There's exactly 22 chapters. Each chapter represents one of the last days, each day of the last days. And 12:12 is the last 10 days. And the last 10 days is when we will start rejoicing because we will be together. But we will see the last days happening before our eyes. And this is what this prompted me. And it so happens to be that this upcoming year is the year of the dragon. The dragon. And the name of the chapter on Revelation 12 is The Woman and the Dragon. We are meant to be here to spread the word. And this is the only way we can slay the dragon is through the word, teaching God's word, living God's word, breathing it, you know, and walking it. And I really hope that this ministry prompts that in our spirits to get right with God and to share about the last days.
And that's why we're here. And that's why we're starting with Revelation 12. If anybody who has walked a very difficult path, we all know, and the women that has surrounded us right now, we're truly dragon slayers. And that's what I find that's happening right now, is the caliber of women that love God, that are all coming together, all in joyful assembly, all targeting the same goal, and that's God's glory and God's will, not ours, but God's will. And it's interesting that just this past October, that Rebecca, you received something that has been coming to you for so long, and I was blessed to be able to be there to witness it. And you became our first Mrs. U.S. Ambassador. And with that, you received an amazing crown. And there's no coincidences in life. And if we're going to start this Bible study with Revelation 12, I want to start with the first part of that. And if you could just read the first part, Revelation 12, 1, Magdalena.
It says, again, it's the woman and the dragon. A great and wondrous sign appeared in the heavens. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head.
Now, Rebecca, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Tell me, explain to me about the crown that you received, that we had no idea that we were going to do this when you got it.
Well, I think, you know, how God just works in so many amazing ways. And, you know, I think we shared about last night, we had I had an amazing little girl come to our house last night, and we all know that we have been blessed with so many great children in our life, and especially lately with some that have just been such an inspiration to us. But, you know, for me, I think it's going back to realizing the awe in a child's eye. She came to our house last night and placed this crown on her head that Maria gave me, which is an honor, and truly it's been a gift to me to be able to wear that crown. It's about sharing my testimony, what God has done to me, and how His grace, like I started talking from the beginning of the show, has just been in my life and been evident through all of my 43 years. And, you know, for me, and it's been just a truly, what He's done in my life has been so amazing, and how He's changed my life. And I think my dream for this, for all of us, is just to recognize His love for us, to recognize how true and dear to us we are to Him, through His blood that He, when He died on the cross, and just the newness that He gives us every day when we go to Him and ask for his grace, and what He does in our lives every day, and just how He has really spared us, and to see the awe in children, you know, to know how something so beautiful can be placed on their head and how wondrous that is. And I think that's the end of, you know, us working together to have that. We know that when we feel God's love, our life is changed forever. And it really is that love. And I think we talked, too, about His will. And I just think it should be a year that we take our focus off of ourselves and put our focus on what God's will is and what God's will is for our life.
That was part of the representation of that crown. And, again, the crown has 12 stars amongst the back of the crown, and in the front it has three that represent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And again, when we ordered this crown, we really didn't know. And placing it on a child's head and being able to see that innocence of, wow, okay, that's what it was all about. And I think that's what this scripture is about. As far as we as women, that crown was given to us before we were born. And a lot of us have a problem with recognizing it within us, and it was there all along. You now wear it. And here we have a scripture that we're talking about a woman that is there standing with this crown. Now, you, Rebecca, have a nonprofit that's all about helping children. It is the Chinese Year of the Dragon. Last night, when we were at church, you met a woman and I am blessed and honored to announce a brand new fundraiser. The Rebecca Lama Limited has partnered with Four Beyond the Green International Ministries, and we are creating a new Heart for Freedom. There was a woman there, and we will find her name real quick. And she was in Tiananmen Square in 89 when the massacre happened. And she has survived and overcome. And there's a one-child policy in China. And so literally hundreds of thousands of baby girls have been murdered in China. And I am blessed and honored to say that we are creating a Heart for Freedom. And ironically, as you know, I don't believe in coincidences. The name of her book is called A Heart for Freedom. So I am excited to be able to partner up with her. She is a in love with the Lord Jesus Christ woman. To offer this to her so she can help these little girls this year of the dragon, where the dragon has tried to come and kill the women in China. And now we're going to restore that. Rebecca, thank you so much for blessing Four with this partnership. How do you feel about that? Your heart is going to be saving millions of little girls in China.
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm just thrilled beyond belief. And, you know, God gave us that dream, you know, to help kids who are abused and gave, and really, truly the patent on the heart. You know, Rebecca Lala Limited has the heart. We and God gave me that idea. I just didn't wake up one morning and say I'm going to create a glass heart and then on top of it get a design patent on that. So I'm really looking forward to really seeing lives change and to really help children and to make a difference. And it's just it's amazing as I sit back and watch how He's doing that through that heart and what He's doing.
It's pretty excited, and we'll talk about more of that in a minute. The lady's name, Magdalena, what was her name?
It's Chai Ling, like Chai Tea, C-H-A-I, last name L-I-N-G, Chai Ling, A Heart for Freedom.
It was an amazing experience that last night, and again, I'm going to bring that up because we're speaking about the children that we're touching. And a lot of us do what we do as mothers because we have children, and also as women because we represent that mother, okay? The heart is also representing children that have gone to heaven and are preparing the way for this joyful assembly. And Rebecca, real quick, I want to interject that we did lose another child, and this is 3 children in 4 months. That we have lost children that we're naming a heart for. And a heart for Jessica was birthed on the 5th of this month. And this is a little girl who is the pastor's daughter at Saddleback Church. And she has an amazing story. She has 2 brain tumors, and it took her life in 9 months. So, again, I want to say thank you for blessing us with that, and we're going to be launching that fundraiser for her little nonprofit where she does joy jars, and she is filling up jars with amazing things for children who are diagnosed with cancer. So, again, this is all part of this ministry of soul sisters coming together to see the bigger picture, and it's starting with the woman that's wearing the crown. This makes perfect sense.
It's amazing if you look back when we were brought together years ago and how we, you know, we would pray and we would talk. Remember how we used to pray in the mornings? We started that.
Oh.
Still pray, but
oh, yeah.
We started that together. And Maria, my gosh, she woke up at, like, I think dark 30 because being on the East Coast, of course, we know we're 3 hours ahead, but those are the good days. And actually, the show today, the first show, is such a wow. You know, I'm almost like filled with joy, and I feel like it's just amazing.
Well, again, we're going to get more into this show as we get more comfortable with what we're doing. But I think it's
right.
going to be pretty exciting. Again, we have some listeners and we have some people in the chat room, and I'm really excited. And any feedback that you guys have, please go ahead and throw it in there. Give us a call, and if you have any questions, again, we're establishing this new way of fellowship, so we are excited to have anybody come and join us. We're going to keep on going on. Let's go after chapter 12, and we're going to read 1 through 12.
Okay, so I'll continue on. I'll start in verse 2. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. His tail swept 1/3 of the stars out of the sky and flung them to earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child the moment it was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. As her child was snatched up to God and to his throne, the woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled down to the earth and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell on them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short."
When I hear this, okay, and I have to stop and really think about and evaluate the caliber of women that are around us and the trials that we've all gone through, this is what I equate this scripture to, as far as we've all walked an incredible path and we've all dealt with this dragon on a very intimate level. And if you've noticed, the closer we get to becoming more and more what we're called to become, and that is more Christ-like, you will know that the trials become a little bit harder. That's the reason why this radio show is so important. Because if we don't start locking arms and joining voices now as soul sisters, okay, the power in doing that is so much stronger, locking arms against this dragon. As you all know, I've dealt with the dragon just recently, and it came to me in a place, in a time, and in a part of my life that was very vulnerable. And all of my soul sisters were there watching this dragon come into my life. And I told you all, this person is either the devil himself or he is an angel from God. And we found out that he wasn't an angel from God. Okay? We all slayed this dragon, and it was a perfect example, and I thank God Almighty for the representation of that moment, because this is what we're walking through. The closer we get to 12, where we're all going to go and gather in joyful assembly on the 22nd, we're going to slay more and more dragons. Now, I don't want to do it alone. Do you? I want to be with my soul sisters and making sure that all of you guys are okay, because we are here and the devil is pissed off. Yep, I said it, pissed off. And he does not want any of us to achieve our goals. So together, we're better. And together, everyone achieves more. And that's why this soul sister team is going to create what it is that we are creating. How do you feel about that, Rebecca?
Well, I'm excited. You know, it tells us Paul tells us about when two or three are gathered, you know, and I really believe that. It's been in my life experience that when there is a unity, you know, God's presence and His grace is there. And I do feel as we move forward, that unity, we're able to do so much more. And it's like ants. Have you ever seen how much ants can do? You know,
we work
together. I mean, you wonder. I mean, one day I was sitting. I think I was on the phone with you, Maria, that day. Do you remember that? I think I was in Delray Beach, Florida. And
yes.
I was sitting out by the pool, and we were on the phone. This is like 5 years ago. And
uh-huh.
I said, I've never seen an ant. I mean, he was trying to do something, and then he went and grabbed his other ants so they could all move together. And they, like, literally took the stick across, like, not a big, big stick, but they really worked together, and they moved that stick. They moved that mountain.
That's why they're in Proverbs. They give an example of labor. They are not lazy. They work together, and they're strong when they're united. They're an army.
Exactly. So I think that whatever 12-12 means, I think that the important part is that we work together and we continue to do God's work and that we join together and that we are an army for these children. As, you know, in the Foundation for Hearts of Hope, like we help children that don't have voices. We work together to make a difference.
Exactly.
In their life.
Let me interject right now because I want Magdalena to read exactly again why this is the Chinese Year of the Dragon and what we're actually going to be doing in China. Read the statistics there.
Well, not only that, but it ties it all as Year of the Dragon. Somehow God made this connection last night with saving the lives of these little girls in China. And I'm just going to read to you the statistics that are stated. Every year in China, the one-child policy results in 13 million abortions.
Wow.
Many of them forced and coerced by the government. Women are undervalued. So it's no wonder that 180,000 Chinese women commit suicide every year. 56% of all female suicides in the world. Females abandon at least 1 million infants each year. Another 70,000 children are trafficked to be sons or child brides. This is where sex trafficking comes in. This is the dragon working in China, the biggest nation, and he is attacking that nation. The heart of
the
freedom.
The women. He is attacking the women.
So this is where the heart of freedom is going to bring true freedom, spiritual freedom. Because we're going to be helping to save lives.
You know, it's amazing.
Isn't that crazy? 13 million abortions?
That's insane.
I mean, women, they have to, it says here that women are abandoned by their families if they become with child with a little girl. That's why you hear all these horrific stories about China and kids being thrown out in the streets and no one does anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
They just let them die.
Yeah, we saw that on a video. Remember just not so long ago? This poor little child that was run over time and time again and everyone just walked over it. It was terrible.
Like nobody gives recognition. That's how the conditions are so sad. And it says if you choose to keep a child, you have to pay 10 times your annual salary. Nobody has that kind of income in China. It's a very poor country in a lot of ways.
So here's another example, again, or a very great example of the devil just coming in or this dragon coming in and really trying to rip out our girls. and Rebecca, you need to be blessed and see what it is that your heart is going to do for these girls. So I'm excited about it. And again, it's just bringing us together, women. And the show isn't about women, but wow, there's such an incredible power in women coming together. Men really need to understand the power of the soul sister. It's all good.
Well, if you look at history, if you look at the Bible, look at Esther. Look what she did. I mean, the just power of women. If you look, you know, I mean, Mary brought, I mean, you know, Jesus' mother through her and what she did. If, and just, you know, at the well with Rebecca. And, I mean, just some of the women throughout the Bible. I mean, Esther changed all of the Jewish people. She saved them. You know, I mean, it's amazing when women work together what we can do and what we can accomplish. And mm-hmm. we love men too, but you know what we're saying. We really mm-hmm. can do so much, and what God can do through all of us united.
I'm
big on that. The united part to make a difference, and that sort of has been you know, here with Hearts of Hope, like what we've done together.
Which brings me to what we're going to start as a tradition, and that is every month on Soul Sister Radio, or actually Soul Sister Sunday, we are going to have a monthly scripture that we're really going to stand on as our foundation. And actually, I want Rebecca to read this one. And it's actually James 1:12. However, I want you to read James 1:1-12.
One second. James 1:1-12. Okay. James 1. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the 12 nations. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you have known that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. I love that.
Amen.
Just interject that wisdom. Because, I mean, how true is that when you go and you ask him how amazing it is what he does for us, that, you know. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. I love that, too. Because I can be a doubter. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. The man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. The brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position. Yeah. But the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. It blossoms fall, and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away, even while he goes about his business. And the 12th verse is, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, there we go, the crown of life, that God has promised to those who love him.
Amen.
Okay.
So our
foundational scripture for the month of this first month of the year 2012 is James 1:12. And it Magdalena, would you like to share a little bit more about that scripture?
Yes, because when it really, again, comes to standing the test of time, that we have faith in God to trust. And that's what it brings me to think, am I trusting God? What has been the most difficult thing for me in my life is to have faith. God is prompting me to have faith in everything, that I must surrender everything to him, all my trials. And that to me is like, this is what, to me, if I can stand the trial and have faith and that God can crown me with his crown and to receive the gift of life and be in heaven with him, to me there's no greater glory than that I will finally be next to my Father.
Very good. I think we have
like Avery left.
Do we have the ladies on? So 757 and 509.
Hello.
Hello? Oh, you are on. Are you there?
Hello.
This is Becky.
Hello.
Hi,
Becky. How are you?
Welcome. Nice to have you. It's our first guest.
Hey.
That's
I think you have Greta
on too.
It's Rebecca for Becky.
Hey, Greta.
Coretta's on us too.
Beth is here.
Oh, Beth. Hello, Beth.
Hey, girls.
Hello.
First, let's talk to Becky. I want to introduce everybody to Becky real quick. She is a listener and a soul sister from Washington, correct?
Correct.
Oh, correct. Tell us a little bit more about you and how you know us all, Beth.
Oh, goodness. Well, can you guys hear me okay? Because my whole house is still sleeping. So.
Yeah, we hear you.
Gosh, I met you guys years and years and years ago when we were together at Palm Springs for Mrs. Globe, or U.S.
Yeah.
Globe. And, you know, it's just funny when we all travel our different walks how God brings different people back into your life. And Maria and Coretta and even Rebecca, for that matter, just keep coming back into my life. And I just really about... Gosh, I think it was back in April or May of last year. I had a really beautiful three-hour conversation with Coretta and just was learning a little bit more about what everyone was doing and just really decided to pray about becoming a part of it and just leaving it in the Lord's hands. And as things have evolved, you know, I just really, you know, every day know more and more that this is perfect, God's perfect timing and where we're all supposed to be. So I'm just really excited because as you guys read into James, that's why I chimed in, is I was texting Crib on the chat board. God's had me in that scripture for the last 2 months, and that whole chapter of the book.
Wow.
And I just started laughing. I'm like, okay, that's, you know, because that's how God is, you know, that preparation. And, you know, he talks about, you know, building your faith and the perseverance, and boy, I'm telling you, this last year has just been that for me. And I just wanted to share that, you know, as it goes on, it says, you know, faith without works and deeds, you can't have one without the other. So in reading James 1, you know, and everything that Maria has created and Rebecca's created, it's just all part of the trials, part of the preparation for the deeds that are about to go forth. And because those deeds are showing his love and greatness. So I just had to share that. That's all. I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome.
Well, along with you sharing that, Becky, I want to make a quick announcement, if you don't mind.
Oh, no.
I have waited, and the ladies in the Four Ambassador Program know this to be true, is I've waited a long time to allow anybody else into the program. And it is with great honor and privilege and such a blessing to welcome you into as a soon-to-be-nominated ambassador candidate. And I am just proud to invite you into this little group of women that have come together and are dedicated to locking arms as being an ambassador for Christ. And that is really what it's all about, even though the website doesn't really say that is what it's about. We're kind of an underground ministry because four really means followers offering restorative education. So I just want to welcome you into this little ambassador program and know that that crown is within you. And when you're ready, my beautiful friend, you're going to hand me that crown just like Rebecca did, and we're going to place it on your head someday. And as Coretta already knows, she has been diligently in the program, and she shared with you for those 3 hours that this truly is your walk with God and you becoming God's bride. And So I'm just blessed and honored to invite you in and welcome you in. And wow, how exciting.
Another soul sister. Woo!
Thank you. And, you know, just one other thing I just thought of, and I was going to share this card. I'm like, all right, Becky, just chime in.
That's what this show is about.
Well, I just, as you describe, you know, the direction that is purpose for Soul Sister Radio and your organization and just, you know, the crown that sits in the on the front of the website and everything, I was just led over, I was telling Coretta this morning to Isaiah 54, and if it's okay, can I read you something real quick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In Isaiah 54, Isaiah 54 and 55 has gotten me through some extremely difficult times in the last 10 years. And he just took me there again this morning as you were talking, and it just says, starting in verse 11, it says, O afflicted city, lashed by storms and not comforted, I will build you with stones of turquoise and your foundations with sapphires. You will make your battlements of rubies and your gates of sparkling jewels and all of your walls of precious stones. All your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. In righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed, and it will not come near you. If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to work havoc. No weapon formed against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication for me, declares the Lord. And I just wanted to share that this morning.
That is what this radio is all about. So please, share all you want. What did that scripture bring to you this morning?
Of just how many of us are overcomers and victors through Christ, and that's what your ministry is all about.
And that is. Rebecca, I know you want to say something.
Oh, I really do at that, because I was just the other day in a second. I mean, with God's grace and God's love, I mean, he can just pull us out of the pit. And that's what I find in this. You know, as you mature in age, and as, you know, I mean, I'm in my 40s. I mean, you can just look back at your life and see where people can be on the ground in the middle of, you know, hooked on anything, cocaine, I mean, eating disorders, alcohol. I mean, you know, and a lot of, big, you know, children have been abused, if I can just interject this really quickly. I mean, those are very big patterns in their life because of the hurt that they've experienced and the suffering that they've been through and the pain and all of that, and you know, with what Becky just shared and what we've been talking about this morning, and the glory of God and his grace, how he can just come in and pick us up, and if we persevere and continue like we talked about and Hebrews, and it's just amazing. I'm so happy to be part of this. Thank you for having me be a part of this, everyone.
This is God's doing, not mine or anybody else. But Beth is on with us, so I wanna invite her on real quick. Hello, our beautiful Beth. How are you?
Hey, girls. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi, honey. Hey, baby.
Hello,
hey, Maria. I just want you to know that there's absolutely no mistake in the fact that Becky and I chimed in at the same time, because we chimed in for the same reason. Because after Rebecca read your scripture, I had been listening to the show the whole time, but I decided at that moment to actually chime in, because that is absolutely perfect.
James 1:12? Perfect.
Yeah. Yes.
Tell us why it was perfect for you.
Well, I mean, for me, it's very simple. I mean, I'm not alone. You know what I mean? This is a tough, tough, tough life. And, you know, like Becky and like all of you, the last 5 years has been, brought me, like, oh, there's just no words. And so I just am so happy to not be alone.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's really that simple. Yeah. God's there. Y'all are there. It's just the perfect scripture. And I think it's definitely spoke to everybody, and that's why I wanted to chime in and just say thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, for me, I also want to share what the crown. The crown is definitely going to be the glory, but I want to share going back to Revelation 22, because the number 22 is what kept calling us, and there's 22 chapters in Revelation, and it calls us the river of life. Then the angel showed me the river, the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the Tree of Life. On each side of the river stood the Tree of Life, bearing 12 crops of fruit. The 12 crops of fruit is the crown, the 12 stars, the 12 gems. We are the fruit of God, and we're the fruit that's going to lead other fruit to this river of life, where we will be united with God, where we can rejoice and come in joyful assembly. And this is the joyful assembly that I have experienced today with you, my sisters, my soul sisters.
My soul sisters. Well, we have about 7 minutes left. And I just want to say, again, we'll get better and better at this, and we're going to get into our good, you know, walking shoes when it comes to this show. And so all your input and feedback and anything that you have to offer to us, any ideas that you might have, again, this is about a new way of fellowship and us coming together not knowing what we're doing, but we'll figure it out. And so, but real quick, I want to give Rebecca the opportunity, because without you, we couldn't be here. You have blessed us with the sponsorship of this radio show. So under your umbrella of Rebecca Lawler Limited, please share with us exactly what Rebecca Lawler Limited is, what you've done, the products that you have, and what you are doing to bless the world with them.
Well, you know, I think we shared a little bit about it in the show. God, you know, really, when I wanted to start Hearts of Hope, I needed a way to kind of fund it. And I'm a fashion girl. I love handbags and jewelry and shoes and everything. But God gave me the idea to do the glass heart, and we have a patent on it. So we have them. On Rebecca Lawler, we have a website, RebeccaLawlerLimited.com, and so we log on there, get your heart, help us work together to make the world a better place, and to help children who've lost their voices to make a difference in their lives. And so we have our beautiful necklaces, and that necklace is very special and very dear to my heart, and we'd love for you to log on and get one. Thank you.
You're so cute. Becky, you're still on with us. Please share with our audience real quick what it is that you do.
Well, I what do I not do? I'm a jack of many trades. No, I actually have my background, obviously, is in mortgage and helping homeowners keep their homes through mediations and so forth. But as of late, I've really just gained a passion and with my own success of shedding some major weight. I help others, fitness consulting. I work with them on their nutrition and exercise, and really what I'm finding as it evolves is it started out as a for-profit, and I'm finding that, you know, I'm just giving more of my time to people, helping them walk through the mental process of the battles that they have with the weight that they've gained and why they're where they're at and why they can't beat their old habits, or why they actually can. And that's really just encouraging them in their weight loss challenges, and just being there for them and being a support system for them, knowing that, you know, because we are our own worst enemies and abusers. And when
exactly.
it comes to eating disorders and eating challenges, a lot of walking through that to get to where you want to be at a healthy place where you're free of diabetes, free of, you know, heart disease, all those things stems from whatever's going on in your mind. So I really just sit down with people and let them share what's going on and together just find a common road of accountability for their thought processes. And using a very old thing, familiar technique, which is speaking truth to a lie, and we lie to ourselves a lot. So that's what I just really help them do, is recognize the lies that they tell themselves and help them redirect the path. And that's what I've been doing, and it's growing, and we'll see where it goes.
Perfect. I know that Coretta is going to be very excited under the Ambassador Program and under FOR to have you on FOR Fitness International working with her, and that's going to be really exciting. And you know, I'm just all excited about all of it. We've got about a couple of minutes left, and I'm blessed to be here, and I just want to thank everybody for joining us, and we're going to end it with a radio song. I'm going to see if it'll work. I'm not sure, but we're going to end it with Train Soul Sister, Hey Soul Sister, which we're going to try and get permission to use it. For real, and Rebecca, I know God has blessed you with that avenue to open that up. And next week, we're really going to move with the second part of Revelation 12, and we're going to move forward on studying what that is about and really giving the women the tools that they need to put on their armor in order to slay these dragons that we are definitely going to be up against, because we can't predict anything as far as the future goes, except for we will have trials. We will be slaying dragons. And so we might as well lock arms, join voices, and do it together with an amazing, beautiful, sparkly armor that soul sisters wear.
We should wear our tiaras.
Huh?
Next time we should wear our crowns, our tiaras.
Yes. Well, I'm excited because even though it takes a while to receive one of these crowns through the Four Ambassador Program, one day I'm going to be in complete awe watching all of you amazing women before me with these amazing crowns that God dropped into our lap. And so I'm blessed for that. So we're going to end, and thank you all. And I want to end with James 1:12 again. And Magdalene is going to read it. And Rebecca, we will see you next week. And thank you so much. And all of our callers that called in. And Becky from Washington. And Beth and Coretta for being in our chat room. And our chat room guests, thank you so much for being with us. And go ahead and read the scripture, and then we'll end it with a song.
Again, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Amen.
Amen. And thank you all so much for joining us today, and I just appreciate it. And we will see you next week on Soul Sister Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying to kill that. There we go. Good morning, everybody. I just want to
Good
welcome
morning.
You to Soul Sister Radio. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Great.
Okay, I'm trying to get this music to stop, and it won't. I just want to welcome everybody to our radio show. This is Soul Sister Radio, and we want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. And it's really exciting to be here. We started the show last week, and again, I just want to do a quick introduction. I want to welcome everybody to the show, and I want to welcome everybody in our chat room and welcome the hosts and my guest co-hosts and my guests that are going to be on the show. I want to welcome our listeners that are listening live and also in our archives later on. We were getting a lot of great responses to people listening to our archives. But I also want to introduce you to our chat room. And for those who are in our chat room, welcome everybody. And if you do not have a Blog Talk Radio account, I would highly recommend that you go ahead and log on real quick. And that way, because if you're a guest, you can't chat in the chat room, but it's a free account, so you can go ahead and do it. Jed, I know that Jed is our guest producer today. Jed, hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Good morning.
Good. Oh, yeah. Good morning. Could you please tell our, specifically our guests in the chat room, how they can go ahead and get an account?
Oh, yes. It's really, really, really simple. There's guests 1838, 1845, and 1863. And like Maria said, you cannot enjoy the conversation in the chat. So just log back out, turn off, turn back on, and when it says join, all you do is just join. You fill out your name, and you create an account that's free. It takes about 30 seconds, and then you can enjoy the conversation.
Wonderful. Exactly. Thank you so much. And I don't see Coretta in the chat room yet, but she is going to be there and taking care of everybody in the chat room. Real quick, I just want to really thank everybody who supports and sponsors our show. There are quite a few of them out there, and I want to throw out the thank yous. And there are two specifically, just Rebecca Lawler Limited and Spa Gyms, and we'll share more about those in the future. And I'm really happy because without our sponsors and the people that really support us, we couldn't be here today on Sunday sharing this new way of rebooting church with you. Again, let me just share a little bit about Soul Sister Sunday with you. Real quick, I want to introduce our host. And you have me, Maria DiGiovanni, and I am the CEO of For Beyond the Green International Ministries, which is a project under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great and of St. Helens. And we'll share more about that in a few minutes. Next, we have Magdalena Gomez. And Magdalena, I would love for you real quick to share a little bit with our audience your ministry background. And again, Soul Sister Sunday is our way of rebooting church, and that means redefining what church means. And not so much in the conventional way, but what we are doing right now is considered church, quote unquote. So Magdalena, just real quick, share with our audience the background that you have in ministry.
Well, I would say the basis of my foundation did start off in a Catholic background. I mean, that's all I knew from, you know, conception till I was older, 19 years old. I joined a campus ministry, and it wasn't really until then that I really learned to study God's Word, and in turn, I was able to study the Bible with people. I led a Bible talk, and really, that's my background is, you know, I was helping bring souls to the Lord, but, you know, then I veered off in life, and I just feel like God is calling me back to this purpose because He has a purpose for me, and that's why I'm here to you know, get back to the source, get back to the Father.
Very cool. Then we have Rebecca Lawler, who is the founder of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and Rebecca Lawler Limited. And, wow, her background, again, is pretty spectacular. And I've known Rebecca for 12 years. So, Rebecca, real quick, go ahead and tell our audience a little bit about you and your background in ministry work.
Well, good morning, and it's great to be here. I was very blessed early on to have just gone to a really fabulous church in Orlando, Florida, and started traveling when I was very young to different countries and visiting orphanages and taking Bibles and food and clothing, which was just a wonderful experience for me. Went to Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, studied the Bible there for a few years, really had a passion to go into the ministry, and worked and helped volunteer in high school with Young Life, and also did that in college, which is a phenomenal organization that really helps kids and leads them to Christ. And then wanted to really make a difference, started Hearts of Hope a few years back, about 10 years now. And with that, it was sort of a ministry to me where we went and helped kids who were abused and women who were abused. And so it's just been an amazing time for me, and we've done a lot of great things through Hearts of Hope. And my time at Liberty was awesome because I was able to really get to know the Lord. The Baptists have a great way of really making you read and teaching you the Bible, so that's been a very big part of my life, and it's great to be here, and thank you for having me on the show.
I'm
excited about this morning. We've had a lot of, I'm excited. We've got so much greatness going on today with so many great men on the show, Maria.
I know, and that's what this show is about today, because we to highlight a little bit about what we did last week, and I can feel your passion, Rebecca, and that really helps me right now, because, wow, what we're in the middle of is something pretty exciting.
It is.
Again, this is the year 2012, and as we talked about last week, this is the year of the dragon, and on the 21st of January will be Chinese New Year, and it happens to be the year of the dragon. And again, we started the new year with the woman of the dragon, and the dragon, which is Revelations 12, and how it came to what's going on. And last week we talked about a little bit of the scripture, Revelations 1 through 12. And we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But it was really pertaining to the dragons in our life. And if you know anything about a dragon, when it comes to scripture, it's the enemy. And as you all know, when you're just walking a path and just walking in life, when you start to do things correctly, or as what we like to call it, more and more Christ-like, okay, you get adversity thrown at you in really hard subjects and trials that you usually go through, and that's what represents the dragon. And I've had a couple dragons this week in my life, and I don't know if you two ladies have, but I'd like to share a little bit. And I also want to thank you, because when my biggest fear is coming up against my memories of child sexual abuse, and this week the dragon gave me a sucker punch with a reality that I wasn't quite sure I was ready to accept. But, boy, it gave me a lot of puzzle pieces. And even though the enemy wanted to take me out, I reached out to those people that I hold on to, you two, and, you know, Magdalena and Rebecca. Wow, when we come to slay dragons, the best thing that we have as far as weapons are the people around us to help us fight these dragons. Magdalena, is there any dragon that you slayed this week that you just want to share real quick?
Yes, actually there's been a dragon that's been, I'd say for the past 2 months, that's, you know, it was a domestic violence issue, and I'm having to face this person in court coming week and in another 3 weeks. So, you know, there's always the fear of dealing with the situation emotionally and whatnot. Really, the only way that I can truly slay the dragon is to putting my faith in God. I mean, there's just no other way for me to do this, because then I will be in fear. I will be in worry. I will be stressing out, and that's not how I want to live. Living is living by the faith of God, and that's the only way I can slay this dragon.
And the great thing is that people that know you, they have no idea what you're going through, and you shared a little bit more than I expected you to. And, you know, it's, again, we're all here to experience this, and you will slay that dragon on Wednesday. There's no doubt. Why? Because we have a covering over us, and that's what this show is about. And we are under eagle's wings, and we'll touch more about that in a minute. But, Rebecca, did you have any dragons that you had to slay this week?
Well, you know, I think that, as you know, my background, and a lot of people do, I, you know, dealt with some early childhood abuse, and I think sometimes life just brings us triggers and maybe circumstances where if we've been, you know, things happen in our life and we are triggered, and so it's just an issue with a business partner, but with God's grace, I think that, that you know, his love and light is shining through, and I love that verse, which is in James 12, if we continue to go forward and know that God's grace and love is there for us, I think we can get to the other side and really overcome our obstacles and difficulties, and with each other, too. So thanks for being there for me this week, ladies.
No, it's all really good. And again, thank you, ladies, for being there for me. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about, again, I want Magdalena to read the last verse that we ended with last week, and that was Revelation 12:12. And then that's going to bring us into the rest of the scripture, which is Revelations 13 through 17. And then I'm going to introduce our amazing guest and how him being here and the men that are also joining us on the show, how they are truly the eagles that are allowing us ladies to soar. So Magdalena, can you read Revelations 12:12 for me?
Yes. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them, but woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short.
Mm-hmm. To me, I'm excited about this because of the amazing level of men that we have behind us. And in the next part of the scripture that Magdalene is going to read, when we started doing the Bible study last week and this scripture popped up, I couldn't help but see an amazing man before me when Magdalene was reading about being under eagle's wings. And this man is the guest on our show. And Magdalena, go ahead and read 13 through 17, and then I cannot wait to introduce our guest.
Absolutely. Verse 13, when the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given two wings of a great eagle, so that she might fly to a place prepared for her in the desert, where she would be taken care of for a time, times and a half a time, out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
Exciting.
That's good. That's very powerful.
It's extremely powerful. And mm-hmm. and when you read it last week and this gentleman's face came to my mind, because truly, ladies, back in November of 2008, I had the honor and the privilege of attending a knighting ceremony here in California, which I did not know that it even existed. And what I experienced was something so overwhelming, and it was a knighting of the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great and of St. Helen. This is a charitable organization now, but it did start in 312 AD. And the Grand Prior General for the United States is actually for the Grand Prior General period. It's here with us today, and I want to introduce you to His Grace, the Duke of Gardam, Mr. Michael Schmagmark. Are you there, Your Grace?
Yes, good morning, Maria.
How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you very much.
Again, I just want to thank you for being on the show. And last week when we were speaking about this scripture and the eagle's wings came up, your emblem is what I showed the ladies. And again, without you, sir, for Beyond the Green International Ministries and what we're doing here and how we're reaching out and how we're elevating and empowering other women who have overcome obstacles, what you are doing and what you are allowing me to be able to dream, I cannot thank you enough for allowing us to rest under your eagle's wings, sir.
Thank you very kindly. I do want to congratulate yourself on being able to put such a show on. As in the past, I did TV shows, and I know the time that goes into preparation and so on. But the topics are fantastic topics, especially the days that we live in. And you mentioned the eagle that we fly under, so to speak, is the Byzantine eagle, which is basically a black double-headed eagle on a golden field, and that is the flag of Byzantium. As we all know, had it not been for Constantine the Great, perhaps we would not have been able to have this show today.
Right. Isn't that incredible? And now that you've mentioned this, I would like for you to share a little bit with the audience, a little bit about your background, you coming from Belgium, how you ended up in the United States, and how you ended up with this amazing responsibility of of holding all of us up underneath you.
I'll be glad to. As you mentioned, I was born and raised in Belgium, and at the age of 21, had graduated out of college and really not know what to do with myself. So my mom had cousins here living in California. She said, well, why don't you go spend some time in the U.S.? Maybe you'll get an idea what you want to do in life. So I did. I moved over here and applied for residence and then later on became a citizen. But life is kind of wonderful in many, many ways, but through some of the hardships that we all experience in our lifetime, some good things come out of it. As I mentioned, I was born in Belgium in 1941. During the World War II, where the Germans at that time already had overrun Belgium and a few other countries. But my grandfather on my mother's side, my father and my mother, they were part of the underground, the Belgium underground. And they fought the Germans constantly through different things, blown up trains, you name it, they did it. And eventually there was a poster put out on them, and they were declared terrorists. And there was a poster put out with a sum of money, and unfortunately, because of that sum of money, they were betrayed by Belgians, which they actually were apprehended and taken to the citadel of Liège, and then about three to 4 weeks, they were executed in the citadel. So what really did touch my life is as we lost everything, because once the Germans came in, they basically, and I'll never forget that day, I may have been only 3 years old, but they came in, the Gestapo and the SS, and they just banged in the door, destroyed almost anything in their way, and found my grandfather, took him away, and so on. But in the meantime, here in the United States, there were schools that were picking up the charity work for the orphans. Even though I did not lose my mother, I almost lost my mother because she was able to run and hide, so I did not lose her. But right here, especially here in California, one of the schools decided to adopt my brother and I. And almost on a monthly basis, we used to receive large boxes with canned food and clothing and things like that. That may not mean a lot to us nowadays, but as children, if you don't have anything, that means a heck of a lot, and you remember these things. So all the things, again, the negative things turned out to be a positive, because I'll never forget that till the day I die. And I decided once I am able to do so myself, I was going to continue doing this kind of work. So that's where the Order of Constantine the Great came by. And back in 1999, I was asked by a gentleman, which is in his 80s at that time, to take the order over for him. And we actually started the order here up again. Restarted in 1999.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Why don't you go ahead and share with our audience, again, I just touched base a little bit, because one of the things that I am so grateful for is the Order of Constantine the Great. We are surrounded by incredible men and ladies, but now I really want to focus on the men, because you have two dames with you right now, and again, we're both honored, and how great was it to watch you, make Rebecca a dame in the order. But for our listeners, why don't you share a little bit about what is the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great and of St. Helen, and what we are doing to better the world, and what our goals are in the future.
Okay, I'd be glad to do so. Right here in the United States, I think the order is 25, I can't keep track of it, 23 or 25 countries worldwide, and we're basically on all four continents at this time. But we do have some great people, and that includes you and Dame Rebecca. But some of the men that you just mentioned, we just had a gentleman returning from Afghanistan Colonel Biddle Winfrey. And that was his sport tour. Can you believe that? That was his sport
tour.
Wow.
Amazing.
He served twice in Iraq, and then he served twice in Afghanistan. And just about midweek, I received an email from him saying that he was back in town, that he wanted to get back involved with the order. So those are the kind of people that we have. We have lots of military and ex-military people on board, and then we have a lot of great businessmen on board as well, too.
Yeah, again, the level of men but then again, this pertains to what it is that we've gone through, too. We've had dragons that have tried to infiltrate what it is that we're doing, Your Grace, as you know. And look at how quickly we were protected from this dragon that, the scripture blew me away when it talks about how the eagle and us being protected and how you got rid of what was it, Magdalena, something about the water and how it saved us because he drank the water that the dragon did or whatever. But ironically, our dragon's on the other side of the ocean, and I just kind of laughed and thought, wow, isn't that, doesn't that just totally, tie this into what we've gone through personally just in the past few months. But again, how great has it been to watch how the enemy, the dragon, can even come into what we think is a safe place and really try to be deceitful in such a way that it could have harmed somebody really well. But look at how quickly you, as our covering, came in and you took care of the situation. And I want to thank you about that for that. And it was just incredible to watch. But I would like
Maria,
to
can
share
I interrupt with you.
Yes, please do.
Well, I want to go back to Revelations verse 7, and this will pertain to Your Grace. And it says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. So the great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. But it wasn't until Archangel Michael came and fought." And I think that definitely relates to our grace, Your Grace.
Well, thank you. That's quite an elevation from even being to an angel, but the scriptures are there, and they've proven themselves almost every day. Unfortunately, when you have a large order such as ours, some people, as Maria mentioned, some dragons will creep in there. But thank God that we're able to find them out very quickly, and we're able to do away with them. But that's any organization where you have lots of people joining. There's not much we can do about it in the beginning. If somebody comes to me and say, "I am so-and-so and so-and-so," I can't say, "Well, you're a liar. I don't want to hear from you again," and things like that. I have to take people as they present themselves to me. And I do accept them as they present them to me until they show me something different.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to take some action.
I want to, real quick, I know that one of our guests needs to leave, so I want to bring them on real quick. And Jed, are you there? I have him working two things right now, so maybe he's on mute. Jed, you met him, His Grace. He did come fly in from Oregon, and he was one of our guest speakers at our women's conference, which was pretty great, because he spoke about how to recognize an authentic man. And it was a privilege to have him at the knighting ceremony. And if you are still there, can you hear me?
May have lost him.
We may have lost him. So Jed is another example of a really...
I'm here.
Oh,
sorry.
There you are. Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah. I got myself muted out. I was previewing some of our other guests.
Okay, good. Tell me, you met His Grace, so you can say hello to His Grace. But what was your observation of what you experienced at the knighting ceremony on October 22nd of 2011?
Well, the interesting thing for me is that this was all very, very new. So I was in, I was mesmerized. I was in awe. And I found myself, I kind of like, how do I want to say this? It was something very new to me. And as you know, Maria, this whole process for me in my spiritual walk is relatively new in my 55 years. So I'm very open to, you know, learning as much as I can about my spiritual walk, along with all the things that good, powerful people are doing in the world that I didn't otherwise know. So this is an organization that I'm very interested in. I was very excited to be a part of, and very honored to be asked to be a guest. So it was met a lot of wonderful people, people that really stand strong on principle and are amazing human beings.
Well, it was such an honor to have you with us, and I can't wait to do it again this year and bring us all together again, because that's, again, what this is about. And ironically, we are all gathering under Eagle's wings, so I think that's pretty incredible. And it also gave us the strength, I think, when we were all together in October to get ready for this year. So, Jed, thank you so much, and I know you have to leave. Go ahead and let the other guests go ahead and join us now. I'm not sure who they are, so but go ahead and let them join us, and we'll move forward. Okay. So if you've got to go, thank you so much for being with us.
Okay. There was one, 323. You're live on the line.
Hi, my name is Frank Bocelli, founder of Music for Our Children.
Oh, how are you, Frank?
Maria, it is so good to talk to you.
Very good. Do you have any questions for His Grace? And maybe you, as a warrior yourself and someone who is a guardian for women, why don't you, if you have any questions that you have for His Grace, or if you'd like to say hello, please do so.
I got to tell you, Maria, as far as a guardian for women, I'm a mechanic and a handyman, and I strive on going. I have gone to like Home Depots and seen women walking through there, and without hesitation, handed them my card just so that I could help them and know that and know that they wouldn't get, you know, burned during the job for them. And I've got three beautiful daughters, so those are the three that I really would like to say that I protect the most. But I am a dragon. I am a dragon, Maria, and I'd love to put a twist on this, because Music for Our Children is something that I believe wholly that is God's will. Taking music out of public schools will be the death of us. It really will.
I know, and we've talked about that before. And again, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and supporting what we're doing. I was surprised to see that you were calling, but thank you so much for being on the show. We also have Coretta on the show. Coretta, are you with us now?
Yes, I am, Maria. Can you hear me?
I am. How are you, Coretta? Happy birthday.
I am good.
How are
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I had a wonderful birthday evening leading into today. I've never fought so hard to get to church as I did this morning. Hotel we're in does not have the access to Blog Talk Radio. So I couldn't do the chat room this morning because I can't access it. And I'm running all over trying to get to get to church this morning. And the funniest thing is, and I'm listening, and the guest, Frank, who was just on, in regards to music, you know I went to see a rock show last night.
Yeah.
And that's why I have no voice this morning. I'm not sick. I feel wonderful. We screamed, we shouted, we just loved our band because we supported them for nearly 22 years. They're a local band that went and became an international sensation. And music, so important. This couldn't have happened. This is my favorite band. So the fact that they were here in New Jersey for, you know, on my birthday weekend meant so much. But last night, we're at the show.
I'm sorry. I wanted to listen to a little bit more, but I know his grace is on, and we have just a little bit of time with him. So I want to. And because you have been to two of our investitures, I want you to share. And your grace, you've met Coretta twice. She is one of our ambassadors with Four, and she's also putting in. We're making her a lady in waiting. Along with Magdalena and Beth and Becky are also going to be joining us under the Imperial Order. But Coretta, I know that you've witnessed. If you would like to say hello to His Grace first and then share with His Grace and our audience what you've experienced and what you've witnessed in the 4 years now that you've been involved.
First, good morning, Your Grace. It's an honor to speak to you as always. Each time that I've had the honor to be a guest at an investiture, which coming from my standpoint, when I tell people I'm going to a knighting ceremony, yes, to a knighting ceremony with the oldest order of chivalry in existence, wonderful, just chills up your spine. But when you're sitting there and you're actually watching something that is ancient and, you know, predates anything remotely to be considered of importance today, is so deeply overwhelming and just honor-driven. And the fact that I'm a part of this just personally elevates yourself to a new frame of mind.
Let me stop you right there, Coretta, real quick. Your Grace, why don't you go ahead and share with our audience what it is to actually be a knight in the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great? Did we lose him? You guys there?
We're here. Did
we lose His Grace? Hold on. Are you there?
As I mentioned, we need to make one correction.
Your Grace?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You were on mute. So can you please try that one more time? I want you to explain to the audience what it is and what it means to be a knight under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great.
Gladly. As I mentioned, first we need to correct one mistake. A lot of people are saying that we included us in the beginning, that we were created in 312. That is a fallacy. The order was actually created in 330 by the son of Constantine the Great in honor of his father's victory at the Melvin Bridge in 312.
Okay.
So that's an important point to remember. So we were created in 330 by Constantine the Great's son in honor of his father, and then the Order of St. Helens was created at the same time to honor St. Helens' work in the Holy Land, so to speak. As you know, Constantine the Great financed her trips to the Holy Land, and apparently she has found so many different types of relics and locations and so on. So, at this time, we are taking applications for membership for the Order of St. Helens as well as the Order of Constantine the Great. We're looking for men and women of high quality that not only can share their time with us, but some of their finances, as every organization works on money. It's just like everything else. So we're looking for people of good character that can join us with their time and with some of their monies. The order exists only for two reasons. First is to recompense an individual with an honorary ladyship or dameship or knighthood because for what they had done for others. And a lot of kids, as you know, Maria, I used to work part-time for the Riverside School District in security. A lot of kids that know who I am, they would come up and say, hey, Mr. Mike, what does it take to become a knight? And I always thought this was a great question coming out of the kids. And I would use a very simple answer, something that they could grasp and understand. And the thing is, let's say you're a successful rock and roll star and you make lots of money. Does this qualify you to become a knight in the order? And, of course, the answer would be no. That they can understand. But then you use the same example. Let's say that you are a successful rock and roll star. You have lots of money. But you share that money and your time with others. Does that qualify you to become a knight or a dame in the order? And the answer, of course, would be yes. And then collectively, through our annual dues, we do what we can to help others. For the last 3 years in a row, we have given over $25,000 to charity. And our goal, of course, is to grow so that we can do more in the near future.
Which is why I'm honored and blessed to be able to come under the Imperial Order. And again, For Beyond the Green International Ministries is a project under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great in Upstate Helen. And I'm blessed because one of the things that I'm learning, which pertains to Revelations 12, is we as women sometimes need a covering in order for us to grow. And one of the things that I tell the ladies around me is to stay focused on your own dream. And if each of us stay focused on your own dream, then we are all part of the body. And what I'm learning is that you, by being our covering, you're giving us that permission to do it. And what it is you're granting us to be the fundraising arm for the order. And I am blessed and honored because, wow, to be under this nonprofit venture development project is an honor. And it's even better knowing that we have an army of knights that are standing behind us, that are all have a level of integrity and are watching our back and making sure that we have the tools that we need to be successful individually so collectively we can raise more money. And, yes, we try, especially on Sunday, and we were talking about this earlier, and how you go to church and everybody is asking for a dollar. And even though we hate that money is there, it's the love of money that kills, not money. And we all want to be able to produce an amazing event that people will be able to want to go to, and it doesn't even, they don't care if it has anything to do with a fundraiser. So producing events to be able to do that so we can go ahead and give more is Four's goal, and us being underneath you is giving us that opportunity to do it. So, again, I want to thank you so much and know that we have so many fundraising opportunities this year that I'm so excited about. One of the trips, though, that we're going to be taking under the order is in October. So I would like for you to share with our audience about where we're going in October this year.
Certainly. First, thank you for your kind comments. We were very fortunate that we were able to get the status that the IRS has given us. As you know, it takes 5 years to qualify for this. But we had a gentleman, which was a tax lawyer, that actually did all the paperwork for us for free and got us the 503C. And then we were on a 5-year probation, and we passed that with flying colors. So we now have a permanent, I hope it's permanent, status with the IRS, and that also helps out our knights and dames. Anyone that wants to contribute through the order can take write this off as a tax deduction. But in regards to our trips, seems like this year I'll be going somewhere about once a month. I just came back from San Jose a few days ago, and the 1st of February I'll be flying off to Finland inducting about 12 individuals in Helsinki. And then in March, I'll be flying over to northern Italy. And I've got a few trips planned throughout the year, but going back to October, this year, we will be celebrating the 1,700th anniversary of the Battle of the Malvern Bridge, where Constantine the Great actually conquered the Emperor of Rome and then was proclaimed Emperor of the Roman Empire. So that is a great feast for everyone. As I always said, if it had been for Constantine the Great, we probably would not be having this show here today.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's the one that actually accepted Christianity to be the official religion of the Roman Empire. But then when you study him, you can see the seven councils that he was in charge of. Because once he got involved with religion, he saw also the dangers of organized religions where men basically got greedy and they wanted to do this and do that. So the Council of Nicaea was a good breakthrough for him. But we always talk about the Council of Nicaea, but we forget about the other councils he had as well, too. He, as emperor, at that time was able to order all the religious leaders to meet in one location and kind of bring all these people together and to have one direction. But the reason we're going down there again is to celebrate the 1,700th anniversary of the Battle of the Malvern Bridge. And as you know, the bridge is still standing today. That's the way the Romans used to build. And we'll see all the sites. And then there's a possibility that prior to going to Rome, we would like to go down to Istanbul, Constantinople.
Really?
I went up there about a year ago to see all the old sites. And if you want to really see some sites, they're there. I mean, Constantinople, you almost need about 2 weeks to be able to study everything that the Byzantine emperors created out there. Of course, the Hagia Sophia still stands after 1,500 years. The Church of Saint Irene is still standing as it used to be after Byzantium was conquered. Of course, you got the Blue Mosque, which is a fantastic building by itself. We have the fortification of the city, the ramparts and the walls, actually. The reason it took Mohammed the conqueror 8 weeks to conquer that city is because they actually had three walls that surrounded the city. And, of course, they had they were covered by water on three sides. So these are tremendous trips that we've taken. They're very educational. A couple of years ago, we went to France, Belgium, Germany, and Holland. And we had my neighbor, Sir Paul, which is also one of our members, he brought his 11-year-old boy with us, and that kid really came back, and he was just excited what he had seen and things like that. It was very funny. The first stop we made on the trip was Paris, and once we were unpacked, I asked him, what would you like to see first? And, of course, the very first thing he said, the Eiffel Tower. Did not surprise me, but that's what children, when you talk about Paris, that's what they see. They see everybody else does too, because it stands right in the middle of the city, and it's very tall. So, but we also had chances to go to the Louvre, and I was surprised at his age that he was so interested in some of the paintings, the sculptures, and things of that sort. So we're looking forward for a good trip. I have about 20 members in Finland that have indicated that they wish to go. I have four people in Belgium. Of course, we have Italian knights and ladies that will gather with us. And so far, I think I've got about 14 Americans that wish to go.
Well, very good, which is going to bring us into what we're going to be starting to read next week. And I want you to open up the Bible, Magdalena, to Revelations 1:11. And it absolutely pertains to what His Grace is talking about now. And so I want to touch base on that. And it's funny because I grew up Catholic as well, and I don't know Scripture. So God always teaches me how to read the Bible by time and by numbers. And 111 was coming up a lot. So, Magdalena, I would like for you to read what 111 is. And you don't have to say all the names. End at churches, because I really believe that churches, another name for churches is also continents. So can you read that scripture for me real quick?
Sure. Verse 11, it says, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches.
There's another version, too, and I'm not sure which one it is. It says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Try the Amplified version of Bible Gateway, and here I'm plugging Bible Gateway. And it talks about, I am the Alpha and the Omega. And take what you have, what you know, and go to the seven churches. And I really believe that that's the seven continents. Rebecca, I want you to touch base on this because I know that we've talked about this. And what an amazing opportunity to be under these eagle's wings, around and surrounded by these knights, all full of armor, and we're armored up, ready to go out into the world, and simply just by being who it is that we are. So can you touch a little bit about Revelations 1:11 and how that is pertaining to where we're going and how we're moving forward?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'd like to say good morning, His Grace. It's so wonderful to hear your voice and to be able to have you on the show this morning. I remember I was so blessed to have met him about a year and a half ago, and I'm just amazed at the work that they do as an order and how they are passionate about helping children. So thank you so much for that.
And I'm going to throw this in again to those people who don't know. Rebecca became a dame under the Imperial Order of St. Helen this past October 22nd, and His Grace was the one who got the honor to do that. So I just wanted to throw that in real quick, and it was such an honor to be able to watch that, Rebecca.
Well, thank you, and it really was. I know we chatted just a few minutes ago. You know, it was just when you're at a moment in your time, in your life, actually, that means so very much to you. And that is really life-changing. It was a life-changing moment, and I thank you both for, especially His Grace and the Order, for allowing me to be a part of it. I think that your work that you do around the world is something that is admired and very much respected. And to just have the opportunity to be a part of that is life-changing for me. I know it has been for Maria and for many others that you continue to help, and for all the great things that you do. But when we talked about this and you asked me to go back to the verse, Maria, I think that for a very long time you and I have had a dream and a vision of getting the Word and the Bible and just helping people. And so I'm just so happy to be here today to be a part of this new way of allowing ourselves to talk about the Lord and share His love for others. And we're excited about going to Italy. I think that will be life-changing. And just to be able to be part of that is very inspiring, and it allows me to get excited about the work that we are doing.
It amazes me on how we're walking this path, and just it doesn't matter what religion you are, what nationality you are. It really doesn't matter. What's mattering, what I think is happening, is the truth is the truth is the truth. And we talked about how this isn't anything to do with religion, and it has everything to do with practical education. And just reading Revelations 12 these past 2 weeks and seeing what God has created under our own lives. Rebecca, you and I have been together 12, 13 years now. Watching it, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know, who you are. The truth is truth is the truth. And look at the woman and the dragon in Revelations 12, and this is the year 2012, and it's just the truth. So the great thing about this ministry and being able to be under eagle's wings and to soar is that all we have to do is be ourselves. That's the greatest thing. All we have to do is be ourselves, pick up this amazing book that was inspired by God to write, and just practically you utilize it. And then Magdalena, you've been watching it. You're new into this organization for about a year now. Welcome. And you are going to become a Radiant Waiting. We're going to put your application in with His Grace and make sure that everything goes smoothly. But how do you feel about being able to be a lady in waiting, being able to go out to the seven continents, the seven churches, underneath these eagle's wings, and how this may be able to change your life as well?
Well, I can honestly say it's an honor, and I do feel it is part of my calling to be there and to partake in what God's higher purpose is for me. So it is an honor. I am humbled, and I just look forward to the experience and what I will be going through as a person, learning, and being able to give back as well.
Great. I'm honored to have these women around us. Real quick, Magdalena, when it pertains to Scripture, and with what we've read with Revelations 12 and how we're going to move forward, and I think we're going to go ahead and start with Revelations 1 next week, give us a little insight on where you see next week's show going.
Well, that's really exciting because, Revelations, I mean, we can talk about so much, but to me it is just, it is our preparation for eternity, and I think this is where I feel it's our calling to share that with others. And in regards to Revelations, let me go to 12:13. It says I can share about Scriptures, verse 17. It says the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring. I mean, he's talking about everybody. So this is really it's about being prepared, I think, and being prepared in the Lord and putting our faith with Him. And to me, that's where I just feel that higher calling, that we need to bond together, that we are the reason we're here is to, it's a bonding time with the family, and the church is the family, and you guys are my family. I mean, that to me is what I feel that it is. It's about being together.
Well, that's what this particular show is about. It's about redefining, like I said, redefining and rebooting what our thought process of church is. And we have just a couple minutes left, so real quick, I want to thank His Grace for coming on the show today. It's been a complete honor and a privilege to have you here, sir. And real quick, I want you to share with our audience how they can get a hold of anybody at the order or share the website and what we're doing. To go ahead and just share that with the audience, sir.
Thank you. The very simple and the most expedient way to get a hold of the order is to go to www.orderofconstantinethegreat.com. And there's a lot of information on there, and if that does not answer all their questions, there are some email addresses as well as telephone numbers, I believe, that they can reach us. They could reach Chevalier John Cuervas in Portland, as well as myself. Also, His Excellency Michael Tomlin can be reached, and we'll be more than happy to answer any questions that they may have. If I have about 30 seconds, I'd like to explain one thing that I neglected to mention when I was talking about Istanbul or Constantinople. During the time of Mehmed II, the conqueror of Constantinople, it was, I have seen a mosaic out there where the Sultan is actually giving the Patriarch of Constantinople a parchment saying that they would tolerate all religions within Constantinople. And that was a great thing to see. Unfortunately, we know that no longer is happening or exists, but it just shows you how rapidly this world is changing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That was only 600 years ago, and look at where we are today, religions mm-hmm. being on each other's throats and so on. So, but thank you for the opportunity. I just saw my phone go into the orange, so I don't think the battery's well. Hang on much longer.
That's okay. Thank you so much, sir. And again, we'll talk to you soon, and we're really excited. We're also, real quick to let you know, August 18th, we are definitely going to highlight St. Helen this year, and I cannot wait to share all the information that we're gonna do for her and what we're going to do with the order. So thank you again so much. Ladies, would you like to say goodbye to His Grace?
Goodbye, Your Grace.
Thank you so much. It's an honor, always, and a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us today. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.
You know what's interesting about it all is that, again, it all pertains to we're armoring up, and as ladies, as soul sisters, we are armoring up and getting ready for whatever is going to be next. And I'm not sure, Coretta, are you still on with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Now we can really do happy birthday stuff.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Again, it's Coretta.
It's been a wonderful one.
Thank you so much for being here this morning, because I know you had a night last night. We have just a couple more minutes. And again, this is what Soul Sister Radio is about, this church time. And it was wonderful having our special guest on tonight, His Grace Michael. And, wow, what an opportunity he is giving me to be able to do what we're doing under four. And how amazing is it, Coretta, now it's your birthday. We're going to make you a lady in waiting. How do you feel?
This birthday is amazing, and it just keeps getting better and better and better and better. And like I said, I've never fought so hard to get to church before in my life as I did this morning, trying to find a zone. You know, I'm in a dead zone, and I've got a Bible running around the hotel trying to find a zone, because it costs $1 million to call the show from the hotel phone. And I said, you know, this tells you how important this show is. How many times do you run around a hotel with the hotel Bible trying to find a hot phone for your cell phone? Not even my cell phone, my husband's cell phone, because my cell phone, I can't pick up anything. It is just so funny. And it was such an amazing show, and just an amazing honor to be placed in the lady-in-waiting program, and we're going to Rome.
It's all good. We have about 30 more seconds. Real quick, I want to thank everybody for being on the show. I want to thank the incredible amount of listeners that we had on the switchboard and in our chat room, and I just am blessed by it. And we cannot wait to, again, we have our sea legs here, and we're going to get better and better. But I just want to thank you for joining us. Rebecca, thank you from Virginia, and Coretta from New Jersey, and Magdalena from, you know, Mission Viejo, and I'm up in the valley today, and I just want to thank everybody for being here, and stay tuned for next week on soulsisterradio.com as we continue to reboot church and our definition of what fellowship truly is all about. So thank you, ladies, and real quick, Rebecca, can you end us in prayer?
Yes. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for our time together. Thank you for the love that you have for us, for our guest on the show today, and just for your love and light and grace in our lives. In your precious name, amen, and blessings to everyone and to all of us for this coming week. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. And we will see you next week.
Happy birthday, Coretta.
Soul Sister Radio. Happy birthday, Coretta. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Soul Sister Radio.